Let me give you just a few words this evening. I want us to gather in and have special prayer for VBS before we go. In Romans chapter 8, verse number 31, he tells us something about our lives. He's speaking here about something that is for and something that is against us. William Greathouse said that this is the great challenge that St. Paul set on its sturdy feet and sent marching down the far from easy path of the Christian centuries. The great challenge set it on its sturdy feet, sent it marching down the far from easy path of the Christian centuries. Most of the time we focus on the things that are against us, or we see the negative. I'm guilty of that. Maybe you are too. We see the negative aspects. We think about VBS this week. Really, as I see it, you can disagree with me if you like, but as I see it, it's a formidable task working with children, especially children that are unchurched. Sometimes even children that in other churches. We might even find it difficult at times for our own children. It's hard to read the mind of a child. It's hard to know what they're thinking. Hard to know what they're trying to express. And if they are expressing something, that if it's really, really what they're thinking, what they're going through. We think about these children that are coming in, that we'll be bringing in, ministering to, five different nights this week. What is it that is against us? Probably the most obvious thing would be that of time. Time is against us. Because we have such a short period of time. We have a small measure of time. If we just look at it on a daily basis, on a daily structure, how much time do we really have with them at VBS based on everything else during that day? All the things that are available to them in that time that they have, away from the opportunity that we have of putting God's Word into them, whether it's in song or story or Scripture itself. Time is against us. Then when we look at the big picture, the little bit of time that we have with them at Good News Club, at VBS, compared to the rest of the year, it's against us, isn't it? It's as though we're just a very fraction, small and minute, and sometimes we could be lost in the insignificant amount and think that it is insignificant. Not only do we have time that's against us, but we also have our culture that's against us. The culture of Hollywood, the culture of the television, the culture of games, computer games. Computer games is a generic term for all the games that they have available. Somebody recently said something to me about going to the movies. I don't think that there's anything in my heart that says that I have any desire to go to the movies. And I told that person that, you know, there's nothing at all that Hollywood has to offer that interests me. Nothing at all. It seems as though that they have destroyed more than they've helped, far more than what they've helped. And yet when we look at this in relationship to these children, we have no idea of the rationale that they've picked up from this industry, from this avenue. We have no idea what kind of a worldview or how deep it is ingrained into their thinking. from this avenue. The culture that we have is against us, that we are living in, it is against us. It provides a secular thought and a secular philosophy. Everything about this culture, even though we try to say that we still live in a Christian country, we have somewhat of a basis left of a Christian country, and yet everything that surrounds us is seemingly opposing. The doctrines of devils, as some people would call it, have infiltrated not only the culture, but even the religious culture that says that they can do anything they want to. It's against us. A lot of things against us. Sometimes we even bring these children in and their relatives are against us. A mom, a dad, an uncle, an aunt, somebody in influencing their lives is opposed to us. And oh yeah, they want their kid or this child to have some fun and enjoyment, and so they allow them to come. But maybe there's little seed thoughts that are planted into their lives that are against us. If I could be so bold to say, and I know that it's not maybe a popular subject, but the educational system is against us. There's so much in the educational system that goes against the Scripture, goes against the Bible, goes against what we believe. There's a lot of things that are against us. But Paul is giving us a great challenge for us to realize that while there's a lot against us, there is something for us, and that something is greater than that which is against us. Did you already look at it? For what shall we say then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And as we stack up all of these things that are against, all these things that we see as negatives, all of these things that we see that appears to be that we are fighting against and have to oppose and struggle and battle, and the conflict may be raging and it seems like it's insurmountable. While all of that is going on, Paul is giving us this picture that if God's for us, then it dwarfs everything that is against us. It pulls it down into a context that God is greater, God is larger, God is more powerful, God is stronger. The contest, from what Paul is saying, is not an equal one. It's an imbalanced. And though it appears to the human eye that the imbalance is on those things that are against, again, let's be reminded that the balance is really shifted when we trust and rely on God. Because if God be for us, if we're walking hand in hand with God, if we're in His side, and we are in His army, it draws all of those negatives down to insignificance. So as we think about and look forward to VBS in just a few hours, bringing kids in, your children will be here, other children will be here. We need just as much of God's anointing in this vacation Bible school as what we do in revival meetings or Sunday meetings or camp meetings, whatever kind of services that we have. Not that we can't have smiling kids and enjoyment together, but we need God's anointing so that they can have, I'll say it again, they can have a confrontation with God. Something will be planted in their heart. Something will stick in their mind that will be an eternal change in their destiny. May God help us. I've asked, or I didn't ask her, I told her that I'd like for her to come. Angela, if she would come as a representative, a focal point for VBS. And I'd like for all of us that would gather around her and have a good season of prayer, asking for God's anointing, God's blessing, God's presence, as the Crones come and have these meetings, this VBS, that God would anoint them and bless them with His presence and His help. So if Angela, if you would come, then all of us, let's gather in around her and ask for God's special touch this week in this Vacation Bible School.